Next on Ozarks at Large, we go to a unique geolocation in eastern Carroll County. On the map, it's marked as Gage Mountain, but locals have long referred to it as Crystal Mountain. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich discovered, crystals from that mountain were long ago harvested and used for a noble purpose.
We're on a place called Crystal Mountain. It's a summit in southern Carroll County. We're at about 1,785 feet above sea level, and it's a rugged oak, pine, hickory forest, lots of wildlife, a lot of farms. But according to the locals, the eastern slope of this mountain is also loaded with quartz crystal.
Not the crystal clear prismatic elongate quartz, you know, like you see in the rock shops, but rock quartz, chunks of flat stones holding shallow arrays of embedded crystals. And some stonemason who lived in the area in the early 1930s decided to gather up a truckload of this quartz-covered rock and haul it to Green Forest to decorate the front gable of the historic American Legion post. And on a sunny day, the facade just sparkles.
I had never really noticed it sparkling before.
That's Furman High of the High Clan, German Dutch who homesteaded at Oak Grove in the early 1800s, just northwest of Berryville. He's a relative of Fred High and his sister Mary High Briscoe, who were popular ballad singers at the historic Ozark folk festivals in the 1950s. Furman was born 1930, farm-raised, and he's a craftsman, a woodworker, who creates one-of-a-kind hardwood furniture. Several of his pieces adorn the American Legion Hall. The Legion was established in Green Forest in 1923, and the hall constructed a decade later. Over the years, it served as a community center and library. Flags line the walls, along with lots of photos of post-veterans. We take a seat at a long banquet table covered in a red, white, and blue tablecloth to visit.
Well, I first worked up here. The guy I worked with, he is in the Legion here, said, "You want me to join?" And they got, "No, you're not eligible." And they had their stricter dates on it some way, but then they finally loosened it on up. In later years there, anybody that's honorable discharge can belong to the American Legion if they want to now.
This Legion Hall was once inhabited by World War I and II veterans, but they're all gone now, Furman says. Still, this Legion Hall counts 50 members, veterans ranging in age from their 20s into their 80s. Plus, they have a ladies' auxiliary.
And how often do you meet here?
Once a month, first Tuesday of each month.
And what do you do?
Different things, you know, that's coming up or something we're going to do or what. Well, we have what we call a district meeting every 3 months, I think it is.
Green Forest's American Legion Hall was almost lost to decay until Furman High rallied volunteers and money to restore the 22-by-70-foot-long hall about 10 years ago. But Furman says over the years, post members have raised lots of money for local charities and lent support.
That's what we would do if some veteran come to us needing some help some way. Well, we would try to help him or get him in VA hospital if that's what he needed or whatever. And so anyway, I feel like that's our purpose.
The emblem of the American Legion, which is fixed to the quartz crystal facade of this building, features a sunburst providing courage to all combat soldiers, a central wreath to commemorate servicemen and women lost in battle, and a large star, which reflects honor, glory, and constancy. Furman High served during the Korean War.
I took basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. 8 weeks, and then the second 8 weeks down there, and then I spent 18 months in Schofield Barracks, Hawaii.
In the mid-1950s on the island of Oahu, established in 1908 to provide mobile defense to Pearl Harbor, it's home of the 25th Infantry Division, the Tropic Lightning Division.
It wasn't a little heavier weapon than what the main front line. We were right close behind them, really, what was, and we recoilless rifle that was mounted on a Jeep at the time, and then they had the mortars, which I was in the mortars division of it.
Furman served as transportation corporal until he was discharged. He left Hawaii to come back to Green Forest, where he married Imogene Davis, now deceased, and raised three sons, Randy, Denny, and Tim. Furman worked at the local lumberyard for more than a decade, then later drove for the poultry industry until he retired. Randy High, who operated a flower shop next door to the Legion Hall for many years, now works for the Carroll County Historical Society in Berryville. So we go back outside in front of the building to look up and ask what he knows about the rock crystal adornment.
Well, on the history thing, it said it was off of Gage Mountain or Crystal Mountain, Berryville. So that's all that we know. It was took off the old minutes. So.
One thing Randy is sure about is that the Legion Hut was a dedicated Works Progress Administration project, 1930s Depression-era federally funded program, to stimulate local economies and provide work. In this part of the Ozarks, the vernacular architecture found on or near town squares features single and double-story narrow but long-cut sandstone block buildings. Some are also faced with rock rubble or flagstone cemented into the surface. Randy High.
Most of the blocks were quarried out at Denver over on Dry Creek. There's just a big old hole they call the quarry over there. And they hauled them into Green Forest and built the buildings out of them.
Randy High says while many of the local Green Forest families have stayed on, supported by a booming poultry industry, many historic structures have disappeared.
There used to be some really nice homes, but they've tore them down and built new houses or something. But when I was a kid, there was a lot of nice big houses here in town. Some of them have burnt, but we had some nice Victorian-type houses here in town.
But the Legion Hut still stands with its crystal embellishment. Pure silica quartz grows underground in dark voids, caves, and channels where translucent six-sided prismatic points emerge. Quartz comes in a variety of sizes and colors, rose, amethyst, citrine, smoky brown, and milk quartz. Some of the finest quartz in the world is mined on the eastern Ouachita Range around Hot Springs, but you can see specimens of rock quartz found only at certain elevations in Carroll County on the front gable of the Jordan Davis American Legion Post 162 in Green Forest. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.